Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Welcome to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9, tonight with your hosts Hugh, Alan and Elaine, myself. Tonight on Orange Ribbon we have two very special guests in the studio. On my left I have Adam, and sitting on my right I have his alter ego, known by many out there as the shy Polish housewife Samantha Stretch, and number one fan of the Blow Wave. So stay tuned for an hour of fun, homemade Polish sausages, and to discover everything you've always wanted to know but were too afraid to ask about very, very large breasts. Welcome to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year, Hugh. How
Happy
are you?
New Happy New Year to Happy you New as well. Year. It's a while. You've been away for...
I've been away for 2
travelling,
weeks.
Haven't you?
Yeah, I've just been to pretty much everywhere in Australia.
Everywhere.
Northern Territory, Queensland, Tasmania, everything. I was showing a friend around and it's just... it's like just tourism. Just
for some reason or other, I thought you were out of the country, but you weren't out of
no,
the country.
No, 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 I was in Australia.
Oh,
I have to tell everyone, on the 2nd of January, you were in the British consulate, weren't you?
I was at 3:30 p.m. I was in the British consulate.
Getting married to your partner,
Aline is married.
I am now her indoors.
I bumped into Aline and Andrea on the 2nd at a party, and they were quite merry.
We were merry and married.
Just married. And
well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, in our studio today, we have...
We haven't finished with the marriage yet.
Yes, we have. Well, no, I haven't, but it's not about me today.
Don't be
although
shy.
I like the show to be about me, but it's not. It's about our guest, our very special guest today, Adam, a.k.a. Samantha Stretch.
Hello, or maybe hello, Delinkas.
Hello, Adam. How are you going?
Hello, good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great because we have two people at once, which is it's unusual.
Oh, is it? Oh, it, yeah, it is, yeah, usually, yeah, of course.
You know.
Well, it's me and my twin sister. I'm the more good-looking one.
Even are you?
She's a bit more famous.
You're a little hairy.
Yes, I was wondering what happens to the face, the hair.
Well, I've got a hairy face, and my twin sister is more...
very clean-shaven.
Clean-shaven, big-busted blonde lady.
Humongous breasts. The breasts? Ladies out there who like breasts and men...
I apply a breast growing cream, so each time I appear to grow bigger and bigger.
Where do you buy it?
very specialist ladylike pharmacies.
And anyway, we'll get into Samantha Stretch a little bit later on the show, because it's a whole birth.
Sort of,
you know, and this whole gestation period before we get to Samantha Stretch. But let's start with Adam.
Well, I'm born in Poland to German, Polish, Belarusian parents, and then my parents moved to Sweden, where I've grown up, and then from Sweden I went via Dublin to Melbourne, where I'm.
Go back. Come on, slow down. Go back to Poland.
Okay.
Tell us about Poland, because you said to me that your family was involved in the Solidarity movement. Now, I don't know if everyone knows about the Solidarity movement in Poland, so can you just enlighten us about
the Solidarity movement were responsible for the breakup of the Eastern European countries and the release from Moscow. So it's my family was involved in the Solidarity, and my parents had to flee Poland because they were...
That would have been the height of the Lech Walesa period, wasn't it? What was that, late 70s, early 80s?
No, that's 80s. That's 80s, the early 80s, yes. Actually, my grandma died a few weeks ago, and Lech Walesa was at the funeral. So it's a very close family thing. My family was involved in writing the current Polish constitution, and it was written on two big boards, and the boards are now on the heritage list for world cultural things. Mm. And so I got a very strong kind of Polish background, but then moving to Sweden and being a boat refugee, because we fled Poland on a boat and we...
So you were political refugees?
Yes, and then we moved to Sweden, and when we left Poland we had a stamp in our passports that we're not allowed to come back, so we're not welcome back into Poland.
Why Sweden anyway, or...?
Because Sweden is close, and because they were very open to... They were a lot about democracy and freedom, and they basically welcome us with big arms.
Mm-hmm. I was actually going to ask you, did your parents and yourselves, did you speak Swedish?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And is Polish any close to Sweden?
Poland and Sweden is basically like Melbourne and Tasmania. You take the boat, or it's a half hour.
I mean, language-wise.
Not at all. It's two different language groups. Yeah. Yeah. The Polish is in the Slavic group, and the Swedish is in the Germanic.
Mm. How did you cope when you first went to Sweden?
Well, I was fine when I came to Sweden at first, because I was very eager to learn the language. I knew Swedish fluently within a year.
Mm. Much harder. At what age were we talking about here?
I was 4 and a half when I came
so
there.
So you would have picked it up fairly easily.
And then I picked it up. And once I started school, things started to become a bit more difficult, because I was dark-haired and had different clothes and ate different food. Whilst in Sweden, in my class, everybody was blonde and happy and smooth. And it's kind of... So throughout my whole life, it's been being different and being hairy. Because Poles are more hair than Swedish people.
So what were the attitudes of the Swedes when you went to Swedish school, obviously, and...
It's kind
quite welcoming,
of a curiosity mixed with maybe, what's that? That's weird. Because we were always the weird people. I would be afraid of inviting people home.
Were there a lot of migrants in Sweden? I can't imagine there were that many.
Sweden in the 80s used to take people left, right and center. A lot of political refugees, a lot of economical immigrants. And then it kind of became more tight and a bit more anti-immigrant.
Would it be sort of...
There were issues evolving in that time. So in the 90s, there was a bit of a backlash.
Would it sort of be similar, if you've lived in Australia long enough, with Greek families here, the children feeling odd inviting children, friends home because the culture was different, the dress was different, the food's
sure
different.
If it's the same, because Greek, the Greek Italian, and the Italian minorities here in Australia, they're really big, they're huge, and they're huge enough to have their own.
Oh, right.
They're a bit of a powerhouse within the kind of ethnic community, whilst we came from a much smaller ethnic group. Mm. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely. There seem to be in Europe and in every country, there seems to be this sort of ranking of migrants, whereby I remember in France, you know, if you were an Italian or a Spanish migrant in the 70s and 60s, you were pretty much at the bottom of the ladder. If you were African, well, you were really at the bottom.
The Polish was somewhere in between. But, you know, the only images people had in Sweden of Polish people, there were ladies with horse and carriage and no teeth. And it was hard to tell them, you know, people go out, there's nightclubs, people having fun, there's fashion, there's art, there's things happening. So it's, and at the same time, growing up and being an immigrant and trying to make sense of who you are and having an identity, I'm Polish, but I'm in Sweden, my Swedish is better than my Polish. Yeah. And then in the middle of that, try to start to come out. And being in a right-wing Catholic family, caused a bit of issues.
Did you speak Polish at home when you moved
we
to Sweden?
We always spoke, always at home. And my parents basically don't speak any Swedish, not that much.
Was there a Polish community in Sweden?
Huge Polish community, and of course my parents decided to be on the forefront of it. So my dad was the leader of the Polish Scouts, there was the Polish church, there was the Polish restaurants, the Polish Christian school, and I got sent to Babu camps, the Polish Babu camps. Yeah, so you know, it was a constant journey. It was like being jet lag, traveling between the Polish and the Swedish, but it could just be a few blocks.
Mm.
Did you find it difficult coping with your parents not really speaking much Swedish? You go home and everything is Polish, but when you leave home, everything's Swedish.
I wouldn't say it was an issue, but going to school, it's not like I could come and say, "Mom, can you help me with my homework?" or "Mom, can you do this for me?" It was more like my parents would come with
something to you.
With a contract from work, and I had to translate it and help them to sign a contract. Mm. So it's
so you were helping your parents out and sort of being...
Yeah.
So just jumping back to the problems in Poland, which led your family to leave.
Yeah.
Very briefly, admittedly, you're saying you were, what, 4 or something or other when you moved.
4 and a half, yeah.
But do you remember any of that and any of the problems at all?
Well, when I grew up, and my first early memories were from the when Poland was in a state of war, so there were Russian tanks on the streets. Our family members got interrogated, Secret Service people, or like the intelligence people would storm my grandma's house and look for my uncles who were in the Solidarity and who are now right now in the Polish parliament, like the MPs.
How things change.
Yeah, oh, very much so. Mm. You know, so it's been a bit of a journey.
Yeah.
This is Orange Ribbon. Anyway, let's take a break. You're with Hugh, Aline and Alan. And our guest in the studio for the moment is Adam.
Sex is positive. Rub it in my face. You're wearing lace. She's got the design. logic, two girls like girls, pink pits, get it on with 201, or whatever makes you come to pull the trigger and your click gun to make you run till you go numb.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9, Designer Vagina.
Yes, that's a song by an amazing band from Sydney called the Blush Foundation. They're all lesbian. And they're going to be performing at Circus Circus next week, which is a little party. And also Get a Pussy played before, which is another Sydney band with Byron and Anastasia. And they get up to all sort of naughty things on stage. And they are joining us next week too.
But you know, the whole designer vagina thing is actually a real thing. I mean, it's there's a lot of vagina sculpting going on out there. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know because I don't have...
I don't either.
You don't?
No, I have a man vagine. I don't have a vagina.
You have a vagine.
A man vagine. But I don't design it. I leave the hair on it. It's enough that I...
Now, we have a few... Beard, you know? We have a few messages here. Sorry to interrupt. The first message says, Dalinka.
Yep, that's me.
That's you.
Dalinka. Yeah.
Also, the second one's for you as well. It says, save the stop. Sorry, Sammy.
I didn't sob. I haven't sobbed yet. You haven't.
We haven't heard it.
We haven't even got there.
And the third one. There are so marriage bullying you, lady, Dom.
Yes, they are. Thanks, Dom, for
Dom
your support.
Dom is from London, isn't he?
He is from London. Oh,
hello, Dom.
From London. Hello, Dom.
Happy that you've tuned in, got up early to work.
I hope you've had breakfast.
And the last one is, Sammy, the Blow Waves are tuned into Joy Studio 1, tracking the EP, Get Ready.
Yes, I've spent the last week with the Blow Waves, filming the Blow Waves, recording the new EP, which is a follow-up to the huge little fun club hit, Little Bitch. And there's lots of new songs coming, and there's lots of work. I had no idea how much work it is.
Well, if you're going to be their number one fan, what do you expect?
I am the number one fan, and yes, it's taking its toll on me. I had to have 3 glasses of wine before I came here.
My God.
Oh, God, that's just... Yes. Anyway, going back to serious stuff and sob stories, going back to your education, tell us about Bible Camp and your religious education.
Bible Camp, we got taught to restrain ourselves from naughty things. Naughty things. I wasn't told that you get hairy hand palms if you masturbate, but if you're homosexual, you have to try to be straight. So I've grown up trying to be straight.
How did that work for you?
Well, I did have a girlfriend at one point and didn't work very well.
We've all been through that.
I might not have tried really hard, but I'm happy I didn't.
How hard did you try?
It was nearly hard. but that's it. Yeah, I really tried. I was trying to make my parents proud, you know, because being a Catholic, it's all about making your parents proud and not letting your parents down.
Right.
So the whole Polish thing is not letting your mum and dad down, you know.
That's the way to say the Polish can be very Catholic, can't they? They take it to the extreme.
Yeah, but they do it almost there for show. They're visibly Catholic. They could be really bad at home, but they have to be really believing and really into the whole God thing.
Okay, so outside they're holier than thou.
Well, you know, you go to church, you have to show off the biggest Mercedes, and your kids have to have the nicest clothes, and, you know...
Because then
you really believe in God, you've...
What, because you've got a big Merc?
Yeah, you've taken your nice car to church, you know?
That's interesting.
But at Bible Camp, I, if anything, became a homosexual. I remember having my dream at Bible Camp.
At Bible Camp?
Yes.
Which part of Bible Camp actually did that to you?
Well, if you were sick, if you had a cold, because I was a kid, you got to sleep in the Bible Camp leader's tent. I made myself sick to sleep in his tent.
Was he cute?
He was cute, and I think maybe that's when I realized I was gay, you know?
Right.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said that you, after a while, you started returning to Poland with your family quite often. What was the reason for that?
Well, because, you know, we were traveling more and more, and my parents didn't want me to go all Western and Swedish on them. They wanted me to maintain my Polishness, which is my holiness, religion, and all that stuff. So we started to travel to Poland quite a lot and visit. But then going to Poland, I ended up being called Swedish and being the Swedish boy.
So your Polish wasn't as good as your Swedish?
No,
you said,
it wasn't. Yeah. So in Sweden, I wasn't Swedish, but in Polish, I wasn't Polish either.
Mm. Right, yeah.
But you have a Swedish accent, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think my accent, part of my language, is a bit fucked up. Because, you know, I've studied English in Dublin, and I'm Swedish, Polish, but then I've lived in Melbourne for quite a long time. I think the more pissed I get, the more...
No, it's not fucked up. It's just we are global citizens.
Global citizens. I've been told that sometimes it's a bit South African.
But why, no. Why yeah. Ireland?
Because somebody foolishly told me that English, the purest English in the world, is in Dublin. So I wanted to do an English course. And I went there, and they all spoke like I just couldn't understand them at all. But when I came first to Melbourne, I had a bit of an Irish accent.
Oh. But you should have went to Scotland, you see.
Yeah.
You would have got proper English there, just like myself.
Oh, lovely.
Hold on a second. You just said you should have went. I think you should have gone to England. And this is a French person speaking
I'm
here.
Sure my mother-in-law would be really proud. She's from Glasgow. She's a lovely lady. She's 17.
We do grammar lessons on Monday from 10 to 11. If you'd like to join us, Hugh, that would be
Adam
great.
Adam just said something very, very good there. I don't think you were listening.
Sorry.
His mother-in-law comes from Glasgow, and she's a very nice person.
Yes, she is. But she drank me
English very well.
Last time she was in Melbourne, she drank me under the table. So I'm not sure if that says something about me or her, and I thought I had
no, she's Scottish.
She is, and she's great.
Actually, jumping back a little bit, mm-hmm. that the whole nationality thing just raises an issue. Your parents, you've got some mixed ethnicity in your parents, have you not?
Yeah, well, my dad is half German, half Polish, and then my mum is half Polish, half Belarusian. Belarus? What?
Belarus.
Yeah, Belarus. Yeah. And, but that's because the borders went back and forth and all that stuff. But I think they identified themselves to be Polish, and my dad comes from a region between Poland and Germany called Kashubi. So they have their own language, their own dialect.
Yeah.
I don't speak that. But I'd say then, growing up and trying to find my identity, I've started to come out. And I think it's first when I started to come out that I've started to find myself. Mm-hmm. And then it didn't really matter if I'm Polish or Swedish, because there's issues in both.
So what? There's issues everywhere. But so what do you feel like now?
Right now, I feel like Eurotrash living in Melbourne, having fun.
Don't we all?
I call myself a band mole. I think the essence of my background is now...
A band mole or a band...
Band mole. Or a band groupie. I would say the essence of me is now being bowled into my alter ego, Samantha, where I'm shy Polish housewife who's have this Swedish kind of Eurovision trashiness to her, but also likes German sausage. You haven't switched your mama phone off.
Somebody forgot to turn the phone off.
shy Polish housewife.
It's my alarm.
It is. Yes.
Time to get up now.
I would say it all started off with a joke. We're having a Eurovision party.
Right.
And we decided it's going to be a ladies' own party. Everybody had to be a lady, and we took a bit too many pictures, got a bit too drunk, and put them on MySpace, and it started to tick away. And all of a sudden, I got all these messages from Switzerland and Greece, and they wanted Samantha to do a radio show, and there's a fan club in Switzerland. And then Samantha started to go to the Blowers gigs and became the number one fan, When I go to gigs as Samantha, I have a lot of fun. You know, I headbang, I get drunk, I break my heels.
You don't really define yourself as a drag queen.
No, it's not a drag queen.
Antithesis of one.
I would say I am not an anti-drag queen, I'm an arts installation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
At the end of the party, a deconstruction.
I googled you today, and on YouTube, there's this little episode, and you've got these huge, big boobs and a blonde wig, and you're miming to some song.
Oh, I think the song is called "She Looks Like a Girl, But She's a Boy."
That's it. This is Joy 94.9. You're listening to On Driven with Aline, Alan, and Hugh.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9. Little Bitch!
Yes, and you must have lived under a rock not to have heard this song, but it is the Blowaways, the campest band in the world. Or as Samantha would say, well, darling, Chris, this was the campest band in the world, the Blowaways. Anyway, I'm trying to go in between. It doesn't work as well without my hair.
Without your hair? Where you? The accent changes with your hair?
No, but I think the bodily movement with my big breasts, it changes. It kind of, the breasts weigh down my lungs, so I got a different voice.
And the breasts are massive.
Yeah, indeed.
And we've got a message here from Andrea, who happens to be my English housewife. He says, darling Sammy, what a splendid sausage you are. Now,
I am
Tell
a sausage.
Us about Polish sausages.
Well, I'm a fan of sausage. You know, I've grown up with a dad who did sausages at home in our kitchen. And once in my life, I tried to go vegetarian, and I went to visit my dad, and he just gave me this homemade sausage, and I ate it, and I've never been vegetarian again, unfortunately, because it's, you know, healthy to be vegetarian. I know a lot of vegetarians.
Yeah, but if you like your sausage, you should never give
them
a sausage.
I love sausage, and there's something about them, you know.
There's
the
something about sausages.
Eastern Europe make the best sausages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the Germans.
Yes, and the German. Bratwurst.
What about the Spanish, you know?
Spanish sausages.
I love a bit of a chorizo.
Yes, and you know what? The North African merguez.
I've never had one.
It's spicy beef sausages.
Right. Mm.
Fantastic. You have them with couscous. Anyway, going back to Poland.
Yes.
And we're talking about your coming out in Poland.
Right.
You came out on...
National television.
Was that Poland or Sweden?
No, Sweden. I was in Sweden, and my boyfriend at that time was invited to be on a panel talking about being young and gay and getting kids. And he was in a panel, and he asked me to come along as moral support to be in the studio audience. And being the blabbermouth I am, I ended up talking more than him. And then the show was pre-taped, so there was like a month between doing the show, and it was a broadcast, and I had to come out to everybody I knew, just because I knew that it was coming out.
Did that include your parents?
My parents, yes. And my parents being the, you know, very conservative right-wing Polacks they are, they took it quite well.
Did they?
Yeah, my dad said, if it's God's will, made be so, and we love you. And I think they copped a lot of shit going to church from a lot of the old Polish ladies poking fingers and things. But they've been very good. They have no idea about Samantha, though.
What do you think about
Samantha or my tattoos or many other bad things I've done in my life.
Tattoos?
I know you've got a tattoo on your arm, and it goes all the way down your arm. What is it?
It's a mixture of Melbourne and New York. So it's stencils of buildings in Melbourne, and then they're laid out according to the New York skyline.
It's beautiful, actually. So it's a reflection into the river.
Love for Melbourne, which has grown quite a lot over the years.
There was... now my mind's a total blank. There was something you said there a moment ago I was going to follow up on, and now...
It's gone.
It's gone.
Okay. All right, okay. Next time.
Let's go home.
Let's talk about when you came out on national TV. Why would you do that?
I didn't plan to, but I am very in the moment, and I get a bit carried away. My boyfriend knows this as well. I get carried away. And I was just in the I wasn't thinking, which I sometimes don't do either. And I got carried away, and I started to talk quite a lot. And they cut the show down, so they record for 2 hours, but they broadcast 1 hour. And I obviously had quite a lot of good quotes. And then it just became weird. I became a bit of a face of gay.
did you keep the tape? Have you still got it?
Can
we see it?
Maybe we can dig it out.
I want to hear you speak Swedish. Can you say something in Swedish for us?
Yeah, hey, välkomna to Joy FM, live here from Melbourne.
Tack.
Which means thank you.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Or I can do the burger, which is the Muppets chefs. Anyway.
Yeah.
We talked about the party next week.
The party next week. We're going
have
to the party
mention,
next week.
Yes, there is a party next week, guys. It's the beginning of Midsummer Festival, night before Carnival. It's called Circus. It's quite a cool little event at the Tote. And the Blowers are going to play. The Blash Foundation, who you played before. Get a Pussy, DJ Sveta, DJ Simmerbots. And lovely Samantha is going to be hosting. And she's doing a special surprise.
What's the special surprise? Of course you can't tell us.
Yeah, well, Samantha's been around for 2 years and she's never done a show.
You're going to do a show?
Maybe, yeah. I think it's going to be more happening than a show. I refuse to call it a show because I bet my boyfriend $2,000 I'll never do a drag show.
So what is it going to be then?
Oh, I can't say. It's not going to be a secret.
It won't be a surprise.
But it's a show that's not going to be a show.
I'm not giving John Pounce his $2,000 back. So.
So you're going to have the blonde wig and the big boobs.
I'm going to be Samantha in full swing.
Now, the boobs are getting bigger. And I heard from very reliable sources that you lost one breast at Christmas, on Christmas Day.
Yes. Our dear friend Liz Miller was DJing at a party on Christmas Day Eve at the ESPY. And she invited us to a house afterwards where there was a big swimming pool. And I jumped in the pool and did water aerobics. And I lost one of my boobs.
You did water aerobics?
Yes.
In Samantha's?
And Samantha did water aerobics. And it's been filmed. I'm looking forward to the clip.
Is it on YouTube?
It's not yet, but she's threatened me that it's going to be on YouTube.
But did your makeup run?
Maybe. I have no idea. There were no mirrors, thank God.
Tell us about your creative career.
Well, I've...
Theatre, because you did theatre study?
Well, I went to an experimental stage school in Stockholm called Telesi, and it was a kind of alternative stage performance school where we learned to direct an art. An act, and we did a lot of theater, and that's where most of my friends are in Stockholm. And then I kept on doing it. It was really fun, but I realized that theater is only there in the moment, and I wanted to do things that last. So that's why I've turned into multimedia and video, and I now work with docos and work with video and photography.
Excellent.
Okay. Let's take a break. And you're with Aline, Hugh and Alan. Our guest in the studio tonight is Adam, and also the alter ego, Samantha Stretch.
Joy.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9. And Sammy, you are a drag terrorist, darlinga, says Dom again from London.
Oh, no. I would like to see myself as a terrorist. By the way, just then was Obi Baby and Matt Doll with Killing Moon. Matt Doll, obviously a member of the Blowaves. Mm-hmm. Obi Baby, a Italian DJ producer, and they did this little track, which is quite nice.
It's actually, it is very, it's quite catchy,
yeah,
actually.
It's very, and it works well on the dance floor. I was in Sydney a few months ago, and Mr. DJ Seymour Butts played it in his set. And
he's going to be there next week.
He is, and right. Everybody got on the dance floor, and it was fun.
And we're all going to get on the dance floor, and we're going to dress up.
We should. It's each year they do a bit of a different theme. It's not a theme, but it's called Circus Circus. So, you know, bring out your inner freak, dress up and have fun. I think if you go to concerts or in general, if you participate in anything, dress up and have fun, you're going to just enjoy it so much more.
Absolutely. I love dressing up.
Talking about dressing up, and with respect to Samantha, what sort of a wardrobe does Samantha have to maintain? It must get to be rather
Samantha's
expensive.
Stretch is a lady on a low budget, and she's also a lady that uses as little fabric as possible because she's environmentally friendly. So it's Samantha Stretch. If you can get a piece of fabric and stretch it, do it. It's tight, sometimes too tight.
Do you shave your legs?
No, I don't.
So you have hair.
Well, remember, I'm a European lady, and I very often have unshaved legs.
I'm European, and believe me, I am smooth.
Yeah, but that's the French ones. Think of a Greek lady goes to funeral. That was the original Samantha. Kind of sensible shoes, hairy legs, a bit of a tight dress.
Yes, that lady.
Like a bow tie around your neck type of thing.
Anyway, because I'm you know, I just got married on the 2nd, as you all know.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little romantic.
Yes. Tell you just got married. Congratulations to lovely Andrea.
That's right. Now, let's talk about your man.
Well, my man is John Pants. He's the big, burly, hairy, butchy, tattooed man in the Blowaves.
And he used to be a bit of a punk scene.
Well, he used to play in a lot of hardcore punk bands in Adelaide. And I think one of his first boyfriend was in the band that he played with. He played in two bands, Keith and Yoko. And the hardcore punk scene, I don't think they had too many gay people. So when they were in the same band and kissing each other on stage, they were quite kind of on the forefront of the whole thing, being gay and being in a band, which it's only recently a lot of bands have popped up. He then moved to Melbourne, and I think he stopped playing music. And when I met him, he was talking a lot about the bands, but he wasn't actually doing anything. So one of my first gifts for him was a bass amp, like a bass guitar. That I got him for Christmas. And I told him, make me proud. And then the guitar was in a corner just gathering dust. But then before I knew it, he joined the Blowaves, and he's making me very proud.
Indeed. How many years ago was that?
I think the Blowaves has been around for two and a half years. And I've known John for 5.
And has he still got the same guitar?
No. He's upgraded. I don't even know if he has the last one left. But the new one is black and sexy. I like it, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell us about your radio show, because you host a radio show,
don't you? I do. It's called In Bed with Sammy, and it's a shy Polish housewife who broadcasts from her bedroom in Melbourne, Australia.
Now when you say shy Polish housewife, where did you get the shy from?
Shy? Because I am shy.
Give us a little bit of what you do in this show.
Well, it's...
it's not a show.
I can't really bring Samantha in here right now, because usually I do my show after two bottles of bubbly, and I should be sponsored by wine company anyway. And so the wine usually helps to bring up the campness. But I basically play a lot of demos, a lot of Australian music. I try to promote Australian artists in Europe and globally. And I play a lot of dancing music. I also give beauty advice, lifestyle advice, what a lady should do and what you shouldn't.
Like you told us you record this show in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And then you email it to Greece.
I email it to Athens, and they broadcast it live, and then they do encore screenings.
In what language?
In English. So it's one of the few shows on the radio station that's in English, and it's got a fan base. And they use me a bit as the face for the radio station as well. They've put me in ads in the street press, and they wanted me to host the International Greek Porn Festival in Athens last year. But because I'm in the process of becoming a resident in Australia, and I've been waiting for two bloody years to do a de facto with my boyfriend, I kinda I can't. So hopefully this year I'll be able to go to Europe and drag Samantha around the continent.
So you're famous in Greece, but you've never been there.
I've never been there, and I don't speak Greek. And
that, that whole
I look a bit Greek.
You could almost get away with it. Yes, you're hairy. Yes.
Well, I'm hairy. I got a bit of a beard. I got a bit of a mustache, you know.
Mm. What about Greek and gay organization here in Melbourne? Did they ever...
I have no idea. I don't think they even know.
Oh.
There's now a new member of the Blowers, Byron. He's Greek, and Byron is, of course, in Get a Pussy as well. And he's moving in with us this week.
Oh, okay.
Very exciting. It's going to be a blowy household.
My God.
Yeah.
What about your MySpace as well?
So I got a MySpace.
If people want to go and find you there, what's the MySpace address?
Well, people it can go to myspace.com/Samantha Stretch. There is a bit of a video candy on youtube.com/Samantha Stretch TV. I am, of course, on Facebook. Plus, if you go to theblowwaves.com, I have a little section there. And soon there will be SamanthaStretch.com. And that's going to be a stretched world.
Oh, sounds good.
World.
Just lots of campness, having fun, and, you know, just things ladies do.
So you give advice to ladies what to do and what not to do. Can you give me some?
Well, first and mostly, you need to have a lot of lippy. Darling, yes, ladies should never leave the house with lots of lippy. Preferably fruit shades.
I failed already.
I know. You should have a lot of lip gloss and obviously clean underwear and all that stuff, you know.
I haven't thought about that.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Well, that goes back to my mother always.
Plus, you should always eat a lot of sausages before you go out, because then you can drink a lot and you will misbehave longer. And I think misbehaving longer leaves a bigger mark. So when Samantha goes out...
Well, if you eat too many sausages, you're leaving a mark, I think, aren't you, anyway? There's some rather unpleasant side effects, if I remember rightly.
No, we're not. That doesn't happen to ladies.
Aline's screwing her face up here.
Yes, I am. I'm French.
What have you got coming up, anyway? You've got a few things coming up?
Well, obviously, we've got Circus, Midsummer, which is the night before Carnival. It's going to be a fun party on two levels. Lots of DJs and just having fun. Then the Blowers are obviously going to be touring this year. There is a possible European tour happening, and we're going to Europe, hopefully. Well, I'm going with the Blowers. I always tag along, so I'm kind of like the Blowers sideshow, tag along, fan groupie.
But what are you saying, touring in Australia initially?
Well, they've just come back from an Australian tour. They, after the live-to-air Joy FM rooftop gig, they went around the country. They did regional Vic, South Australia, Queensland, and now there's going to be another Australian tour when the new EP comes out, and the new
When's that due?
I don't have a date, so I don't want to lie, but it's going to be within the next few months, and it's going to be camp. There's also a really cool music video coming.
So where in Europe are you going to?
There's going to be probably Copenhagen, London, maybe Edinburgh, Berlin, Athens.
Sweden? Poland?
Not Poland. Poland is not a very camp band friendly place. Mm. Sweden, maybe. I'm definitely going home to visit my dear parents. I might have to tell them about
about the stretch.
Yes. I think they might have a bit of a hard thing understanding the whole thing. But
actually, you raise a very interesting point. What is gay life, very quickly, gay life like in Poland, do you know? Have you had any experience?
Yeah, I have. It's kind of underground, and it's kind of, there is more porn than gay life. Does that make
sense? They make a lot of porn movies, too.
No, well, there's more like escort and young people prostitute themselves to be able to come out and all that stuff. So it's not very interesting.
To be able to come out, why?
Yeah, well, because, you know, they can move from their small towns.
Oh,
into,
I see. Yeah.
But it's not really... I don't want to live in Poland, and I wouldn't like to go and tour there right now because I don't like the way it looks. I love Melbourne. I think it's very open, it's very relaxed, and it's a great forum for a lot of creative people on the kind of fringe to do music and do fun stuff. It's a great place to live in.
What about your documentary? Because you're doing a documentary.
About the Blowers. It's been in the making for 2 years. Everything they do is filmed, from gigs to touring to parties to other misbehaving, and it's called Little Bitch. And it's going to be a full feature doco, which should be out when their first record is out. So maybe in the end of the year.
And any more sort of media stuff? Because you're doing quite a bit of that as well.
Yeah, well, there's lots of things happening, but I'm not allowed to talk about them.
Oh,
wow.
You know, until the ink has dried on the paper.
So, in other words, you do a lot of things at the moment. You're involved in a lot of things. And
well, I just like having fun, but it's still just having fun. It hasn't become my job yet. Mm. Like, it's
Will it stop being fun if it becomes your job?
I hope not, because I think when it becomes too regular and it's pressure, then maybe you lose that kind of funness.
Yeah, definitely.
You need to have fun, and I think everybody needs fun in their life. That's why I love going to these gigs and just going bazookas. I go wild when
bazookas.
I go...
Bazookas? Well, we've a couple of bazookas, that's for sure.
When I go to the Blowers gigs, I have way too many Jäger bombs, and then, yeah.
Are you always dressed as Samantha at the gigs?
99% of the Blowers gigs will have their number one fan there, and she is their number one fan.
Right. Right.
So, and she will misbehave. You might get beards spread on you up front the stage.
So, just one last question. So the audience, do they associate you with Blue Waves or Blue Waves?
Some people do, yeah. A lot of people do. And there are a few people who come to gigs to meet Samantha Stretch. But mostly they come there to enjoy the Blow Waves.
Excellent. So come and meet Samantha Stretch next Saturday on the... Yes. Saturday the 17th at the Tote Hotel.
And the Blow Waves.
We'll see you there and the Blue Waves. And we'll all dress up and we'll have fantastic fun.
It's going to be fun.
We have come to the end of the show, unfortunately.
Thank you very much
we could talk to you forever, Sammy.
It's been fun. Thank you.
So that's our
interview
for another week. Yeah, special. Thanks to Adam and Sammy and all your other alter egos, whatever they may be. Coming up next on Joy is the team from the Global Sounds. Thanks for joining us on Orange Ribbon tonight. We'll be back again at the same time, 7 p.m. next Wednesday, with more insight into our GLBT multicultural community here in Australia and around the world. Thank you to Nick on reception for his help tonight. From now, from everybody here in the studio, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.